house.
About.
Merry Christmas, Mum. Give us a kiss.
Merry Christmas. What time is it?
What's the idea of banging the door down at 5:30 in the morning?
Mum, it's 5:30.
What's all this noise about? What time is it?
5:30, Susan. Breakfast at 9. You've just got time to put your face on.
You've started, have you? I thought that on Christmas Day I might have had a bit of peace.
Really, Timmy, this is too bad.
Well, I want us to open all our presents together.
Yes, but not at 5:30.
All right, then. Go back to bed again. I'll give you a call at 6.
Jimmy, you did nothing of the kind. Now, we didn't get to bed until after midnight.
So... I know that. I heard Mr. Higginbottom and Mr. Whittle bringing you home.
What do you mean, bringing me home?
I mean the three of you. Coming down the street, arm in arm, singing Jingle Bells. And doing the Polly Glide. No wonder the policeman stopped you.
Policeman?
Yeah, just outside our door. He said, now then, quieten down a bit. So Mr. Whittle put his arms round the copper and sang, Silence Night.
Really, Father?
Well, you don't believe him, do you?
Take no notice, Mother. You know what a storyteller he is.
I'll tell her the story about you and Alfie last night, if you don't shut up.
Nothing you can tell about me.
No, I heard you telling Alfie Hall under my window how you do all the work in the house and you never go anywhere and they beat you and make you wear rags.
You silly infant. I was talking about the church pantomime I'm in, Cinderella.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Of course. That's what she's been rehearsing for all these weeks.
Aye. She's got a star part.
Hey, Susan, who's your partner?
What do you mean, partner?
Well, they always have two ugly sisters, don't they?
All right. We don't want any of that at this time in the morning. You know very well, Susan, Cinderella.
Oh, well, let's try rehearsing for another pantomime. Sleeping Beauty. Jimmy, we're going back to bed. And don't you dare wake us till 9:00.
But I want to play with my presents.
All right. Go down and play with your presents. But let us get some sleep.
Righto. Did Mr. Craythorpe leave the record he's bought me, Mum?
Yes.
Look, you're playing no rock and roll at 5:30 in the morning here.
It is a rock and roll.
Oh, good.
It's the 1812 overture.
Your coat has you.
You what?
But your coat has
you. I wish you wouldn't eat Christmas pudding while you're on the telephone. Are you coming out to play football?
No, not going out yet.
But I've got a new ball and nobody will play with me. As soon as Grandad finished his Christmas dinner, he laid on the couch. And now Mum's flopped down in the armchair. Alfie Hall's here. He's in the front room with Aunt Susan. She wanted to practice her lines for the pantomime. And he's the only one daft enough to listen. He says he can't play football because they're waiting for Mr. Craythorpe to take him to the dress rehearsal. Because Mr. Craythorpe's the producer. Theodore Hitchcock. There's somebody at the door. Hang on.
Hello there, Jim. Merry Christmas, Tom.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Whittle. Oh, hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Merry Christmas.
Oh, hello, Clitheroe. Merry Christmas to you.
Come in. Funny, I was just talking about Susan's pantomime, and in walked the two Chinese policemen.
Here he goes again. How you put it with him next door to you, Whittle, I'll never know.
Now, don't be like that, Iggy, just because you've got a bit of a hangover. You see, Jim, last night, Mr. Higginbottom embalmed a bit too freely.
Is that why you won't let Ozzy come out because you're in a bad temper.
I'm not in a bad temper. Ozzy's staying in because the wife's mother's coming round. That's why I've come out.
Oh, I've met Ozzy's granny. What a nice woman she is. She doesn't like you, does she?
Now, cut it out as you get a Christmas box round the ear.
All right, now, calm down, Iggy. Jim, we've called it round to take your granddad out for a drink.
Well, he's lying down in there. And from the look of him, if you want to take him out, you'll have to take the couch as well.
Hello. Rip Van Sinclair's well away.
Oh, you're right there, Iggy. As the poet said, he's asleep in the arms of Morpheus.
He's smiling. He'll be up in the Highlands, lining the heather.
Hey! What's that?
I think he's rolled over on a thistle. Come on, baby Bunting. Open his little eyes. Time for his little bottle. Of brown ale.
Where is it? Come on, Sinclair. We're going for a jar of ale.
You what? That's right, Pete. The herd of the dog that bit you. Although, looking at your eyes, I think it was a pack of wolfhounds.
Oh, no. I'm not drinking this afternoon. Don't forget we're having a party here starting at 7 o'clock. Oh, and I've still got a thick head.
I think drinking beer's daft. You're in the pub all night drinking strong ale, and the next day you're too weak to get out of bed.
Well, it doesn't affect us all like that.
I know. Ozzy says when you come home from the pub, you sleep on the floor.
I'll put you to sleep for a week in a minute.
Now, then, Iggy. Control your emotions.
Look, now, if you want to go drinking, go. I'm off to bed for an hour.
This way, gentlemen. The Sazonites will have to leave. Bonnie Charlie's new hour. He'll receive you at the banquet tonight. 7 o'clock sharp. Bring your own haggis.
All right, funny boy. Now, just you keep quiet for the next hour. Well, goodbye, lads.
Goodbye, Sinclair.
Sinclair, Jock. Have a good rest. You know, Iggy, we forget his age. He hasn't got our mortality.
Hey, this will be Mr. Craythorpe. Take him with you. Then I can have a game of football with Alfie.
What? Take Craythorpe to a pub? He'd get drunk on a packet of crisps.
Hello, James. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Craythorpe.
Oh, Whittle and Higginbotham. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas, Craythorpe.
A very Merry Christmas, Teal, to you and yours.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whittle.
Now then, Teal, let's not stand on each other's dignity. The name's Harry Whittle. Harry to you.
Oh, very well, Harry.
Why don't you two get engaged? Come on, Harry, they'll be closed if we don't get there. Never mind old Mother Craythorpe.
Al Higginbotham, are you naturally repulsive, or do you have to practice them?
Oh, shut up. Come on, Harry.
Take no notice, Mr. Craythorpe. Mr. Higginbotham hasn't been very well.
Who told you?
Ozzy. He told me his mum said for the last month you haven't been fit to live with.
Good job.
No. Hold it, Higgy. Come on. Sit down, Jim. See you tonight.
That man Higginbotham. He'll insult me once too often.
What will you do?
I'll send him a solicitor's letter. Anyway, enough of that lout. Do you know Susan's ready to leave?
She's in the front room here, going over a part with Alfie.
Will you call her?
You call her when you see her acting. Come and listen at the keel.
Certainly not. Susan will be very good in the pantomime. After all, she's not appearing at the Old Vic.
The way she's acting, she should be appearing at the Old Bailey. Here, come here. Listen.
No, Susan, that's wrong.
Oh, dear. Well, what is it, then?
But how can I go when my dress is all fatted and sawed?
He must have had a fight. She's ripped Alfie's dress.
James, he's reading her line.
Oh, yes, Alfie. But how can I go when my dress is all tattered and torn?
Fear not. When I weave my magic spell, that old dress you're wearing will vanish.
Hey, Mum will clout him if she finds out.
And in its place will be a gown of silk.
Oh, I've forgotten the next line.
Can this be true? Why are you doing this for a poor girl like me?
Because you're such a pretty girl, Alfie.
What are you doing in here?
Hey, Susan, the television people have been on the phone. They've got a part for you in Dr. Kildare.
Don't be funny.
It's true. They want somebody to operate on.
Now then, James, that will do.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Craythorpe. Have you just heard that?
No, he's been listening at the keyhole for 5 minutes.
Oh, James, you are a little troublemaker.
You're not kidding. I'd have thumped him when I got to hear of it happening Christmas Day.
Why, what happened, Alfred?
Well, when I got here, he said, "You're in luck, Alfie. Susan's in the front room. He gave me a piece of mistletoe, shoved me through the door." Well, I was that flustered. I went in and I said, "Hello, darling, give us a kiss," and I got a clout.
Was Susan annoyed?
Susan wasn't there. With me granddad trying a new kilt on. You would have laughed, Mr. Craythorpe.
I certainly would not have laughed. It's not funny to make trouble for other people.
Oh, don't bother with him, Mr. Craythorpe. Come on, we better go to the rehearsal.
Hey, do you want any help? I could drive the ponies for you. Giddy up there, wagons, roll! Hi-ho, Silver!
James, I don't think we will want Buffalo Bill in the pantomime.
Why not? You've got Calamity Jane.
Now, that's enough from you. Another rude remark, and Christmas or not, I'll smack your face.
Yeah, and if she doesn't, I will. You just apologize to your sister Calamity, Susan.
Shouting about?
That's them, Mum. They're the ones who are doing it. I just offered to help at the pantomime and they went mad.
Now, James, let's tell the truth. Who was it who said, "Hi-ho, Silver"?
The Lone Ranger. Ask me another.
All right. Theodore, before you go, would you like a glass of wine? No, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. We really must get away to the rehearsal.
Yes, I'll just go and get my coat, Mr. Craythorpe.
Well, come along then, Theodore. I'll see you to the door. And don't forget the party tonight at 7. Oh, no, I'm looking forward to it. Bye-bye, James.
Ta-ra, Mr. Craythorpe.
Ta-ra, then, Jimmy. See you tonight.
Hey, come here, Alfie.
What do you want?
Look, you don't want to be stuck in the church hall listening to all that rubbish. Why don't you stop here and have a game of football, eh?
I've got to go. I'm in charge of all the props, the one, the mice, the ponies, the coach and all that. And there's a lot of people going in and out of there, strangers, because after we finish, the bingo starts, and then somebody might walk away with the stuff, and I don't want to get the blame if somebody pinches Cinderella's pumpkin.
One of these days, you'll get your tonsils in a right tangle.
Alfie, what are you doing in there?
Trying to get his second wind.
Oh, sure, Alfie. I'm coming, Susan. Ta-ra, Jimmy, I'm going.
Going? You're halfway around the bend. Oh, I'll go and see what my mum's doing. Hello? Somebody's left the phone off the hook. Oh, heck, it was me. Hello, anybody there?
Of course I am.
Ozzy, you've been waiting all this time.
You said hang on.
I know, I said hang on, you big twit. Anyway, there was one thing I wanted to say.
What was that?
Goodbye. I bet he's got through his supper while he's been waiting. Mum, are you asleep?
No, but if you'll keep quiet for 10 minutes, I will be. Now, please, just sit down in the chair and have a rest, eh?
Oh, all right. I may as well. There's nobody to play with. Mind, I do feel a bit tired myself. I don't think I should have had that fifth helping of Christmas pudding.
Yes, well, just close your eyes for 5 minutes, will you?
That's all well. Oh, it's funny how it just comes over you. Well, we'll all be able to get a good sleep tomorrow while we're watching Susan's pantomime. Cinderella. Cinderella. Susan. Susanella. Susanella. Susanella, what's the matter with you?
Everybody's going to the ball and leaving me at home. They'll all be having a wonderful time, and I'll be alone and miserable in this dark, cold kitchen with the fire nearly out.
Well, it's no good just sitting there crying.
Oh, what else can I do?
Go out and collect some firewood for a start.
Oh, Buddy, why are you so mean to me?
Because you remind me of my sister. Oh, I'm sorry, Susanella. You won't be lonely. I'll stay with you and cheer you up.
Nothing can cheer me up.
Oh, now, Susanella, don't cry. I'll let you play with me white mice.
I don't want those horrid things.
Look, I'll stand on my head and make you laugh.
No.
Well, you stand on your head and make me laugh. All right, I'll do me that Adam face for you. Say, won't you, won't you, I'm giving you honey. Wish you want him all off, baby.
Oh!
Yes, you're right, he makes me cry as well.
Susanella, where's that daughter of mine? Susanella?
Hey, hope it's your dad, Baron Jock Hard Up.
Oh, I'm a fly. I haven't finished pressing his kilt for the ball yet.
Poor lass. She's got a hard, cruel favor.
Ah, Button. Have you seen my daughter, Susanella? My kilt should have been ready by now.
Oh, she's got your kilt ready. She's just gone to give this porron a home perm.
Now, Button, I want no impertinence from you.
I'm sorry, Baron, but I do think you're hard on poor Susanella.
Oh, well, I could bring her a sweetmeat home from the ball. And tomorrow I'll give her a farthing to go and spend at the ribbon shop.
A farthing? You're getting reckless, aren't you? That's two you've given her in 6 months.
Well, I've come into a bit of money.
Hello, you've been at the palace again playing bingo.
Who's that wicked Judy, Susanella?
Oh, I'm clearing off. It's my daughter, Harriet.
Yes, Liverpool's Helen of Troy. Dockside Harriet, the face that frightened 1,000 sailors.
Oh, there you are, Button. Where's that lazy Susanella? I want her to help to get me ready for the ball. Prince Charming will see me at my best.
With a sack over your head.
What? You cheeky young slipper-whapper. If I wasn't a lady, I'd belt your lugs with me dolly bag.
Well, you and your sister are always picking on Susanella.
Oh, don't mention my sister Theodora chasing after Prince Charming the way she does, making bull's eyes at him. The painted Jezzy belly. As though the prince would go looking for her after he's seen me.
After he's seen you, he'll be looking for a bucket.
Oh, that's Susanella. Out there. I'll go and grab her first. Don't you tell Theodora where I've gone.
Don't worry. I'll tell her you've gone to the barber's to get your face combed.
Someday my prince will come. Someday I'll find someone.
Hey, Vera Lynn, do you mind going somewhere else? It's not in my mind.
Now then, Button, let's have no unpleasantness. Today I am a happy girl. For tonight, I shall be in the prince's arms.
Well, if you sing like that, you'll be chucked out before closing time.
Never mind the jokes, Button. Where is that good-for-nothing Susanella?
Look, Theodora, why don't you leave her alone? Tell me what you want and I'll do it.
Oh, you couldn't. I want my eyebrows plucking.
Well, I'll do them. Sit down while I get the pliers.
No, you don't. When you see that girl, send her to me. I want my hair doing in a new style.
You ought to have a pony's tail.
Do you think it would suit me?
Why not? You've got a face like a horse. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do to cheer you up. I've told you all my jokes, pulled all my funny faces, made you a bunny rabbit out of me hanky. Do you fancy a game of leapfrog?
It's no use trying to make me happy. Here I am, sitting in the kitchen in my rags, and they're all at the ball, dancing and having a banquet.
Well, we've done the hokey-cokey, and you've had a piece of cheese out of the mouse's cage. What more can I do?
I know you've done your best, dear Button, but it's no use. You can't help me.
Help!
Fairy godmother.
Oh. Well, open the door next time. When you walk through that wall, I nearly went up it.
Fear not, Susanella. You shall go to the ball. In coach and horses with footmen tall. In diamonds and silk you will dance, you will sup.
What does this mean?
Your eight drawers have come up.
How can I get all these wonderful things?
I'm the never, never.
My magic will make all this come true. But heed this warning I give to you. When midnight strikes, my power all has flown. So after that, you're strictly on your own.
Oh, I'll do whatever you say, Fairy Godmother. If only I can go to the ball and see Prince Charming.
Boy, a pumpkin large now bring to me. 'Twill make the coach, as you will see. For horses, rats with snow-white fleeces.
We've got no rats. Will you settle for me?
That must do. I'm short of time. I'm running out of words that rhyme. Behold!
Oh, Buttons, look at my dress, my diamonds, the ponies, and the beautiful coach. Oh, Buttons, it's... Buttons? Buttons, where are you?
Look under this blinking coach. Pull me out.
Bah, it's cold. Ooh, why did I get a job as a footman? I must be going daft. Stuck outside this palace gates, I'm freezing stiff. Bah, well, they're all in there living it up. Oh, still, only a few more minutes to midnight. Then I get relieved. It's enough to freeze the flippers off a penguin.
Good evening.
Come here, you.
Hey, get your hands off me neck. I've just washed it.
Clear off. Servants aren't allowed at the ball.
Look, I'm Buttons. I work for Baron Hardup.
Don't mention that old skinflint. I helped him and his ugly daughters out of a coach, carried his backpacks upstairs. And when I held my hand out, he shook it and said, Merry Christmas.
What did you say?
Nothing. As he walked downstairs, I tied on his kilt and let the new year in.
Well, now you can let me in. Get up.
You're not going in there.
Oh, get off me, you big soft Nelly.
Don't you call me a Nelly. My name's Bert.
Bert? In those silk stockings and garters, you look more like a Charlie.
Look, this is a footman's uniform. I'm the prince's head footman.
Just a minute. Is your name Higginbottom?
No, Winterbottom.
I'm not surprised in that uniform.
Now, clear off.
Look, I've got to go and tell Susan Ella it's nearly midnight.
You don't need to bother. She can hear the clock.
Oh, you've done it now. A minute ago, Susan Ella will be dancing with the prince in a beautiful gown. And now she'll be doing the samba in a shimmy.
Everything's ruined. It's all over. Oh, Buttons, I'm all in rags again. Where's the coach? I must get home.
Well, keep running. Won't be much fun trying to ride that pumpkin.
Oh, my world is in ruins. Farewell, my prince, forever.
Stop her! Stop her! Where's she gone? I'll follow her to the end of the earth.
Mind the step.
You what? I'm a child.
The maid I dance with at the ball. When I find her, we will wed.
He's as dashed as Alfie all.
Silence, Silence, Royal Highness, Prince Charming.
Ah. Hey.
Here, here.
Will you belt up, Button? My royal decree is that I, Alfred Charming, will take as my blushing bride the owner of this crystal slipper.
Quiet rabble! His royal nibs hasn't finished yet.
In other words, I will wed whatever maid the flipper slips. Shut up. Look, we've had enough trouble with you getting me drawbridge up and down to crack your walnut. I will continue. As I was saying...
I'll tell him. Whoever gets the slipper on gets Bubbling Bert here and the best of British locks.
Come back. Let the dog see the rabbit.
Oh, no. I'm going first.
Here, Dora, it's unladylike to push, so keep back or I'll shove your face in.
No, my dear daughters, you mustn't squabble in front of the prince. Forgive them, your highness, at whom they're just two young turtle doves.
From here, they look like two old crows. What about Susanella? Let her tie the slipper on.
Let it whistle. The testing time begins. For I have planned that her true love shall win. My magic power next no mortal mock.
How would you like that wand around your clock? Hey, give us a shoe. It's on!
Yes, on your big toe. You couldn't put your foot inside another hobnail boot.
Let the next one try.
This is it. Come on, Susanella. Stand by, everybody, for the big cheer.
It's no good. It doesn't fit me. Of course it does. It's in the story.
Hey, Amy, there's something gone wrong. You were the one the flutter should soak. The trumpet should play.
Oh, shut up.
It is. I've won the prince.
You what?
Look, it's on. I claim the prince as my spouse.
Oh, boy. Well, there's nothing else for it, then. We'll have to do the finale. Are you ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
How wonderful to know you really love me. How wonderful to know you really care. How beautiful to feel.
This is all her fault. Her with the wand. Don't some fairy godmothers have them.
Those involved with the Clifford kids this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Claythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbotham. At the piano was Harry Haywood. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I woke up from that nightmare just in time for the party. I'm sorry you couldn't all have got in our front room because we had a smashing time. Mr. Craythorpe brought his tape recorder and at the end of the party, he recorded us all singing a Christmas song. I've got it here. I'll switch it on. Maybe you'd like to join in with us. And I hope you've all had as nice a Christmas as we have. See you next week. Bye.
With your nose so bright, want to guide my sleigh tonight, and I'll